السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري، واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 21st of Jumad al-Ula, 1447 in South Africa, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, and 99% of the cities and countries of the world, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Yunus, and that is chapter number 10 and verses number 83 to verse number 86. When we study and look at yesterday's lesson, now to summarize it, they told Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Nabi Harun alayhi salam, you want to turn us away from what our forefathers, our ancestors were doing, Bab Dada Em Karta Huta, so that you all can have power on this earth? No, we won't believe in you. So this is arrogance and ignorance at the same time. And we look at the world today, 8 billion plus people, you will find the replay of the same thing. Either people reject Islam, the message of Islam, the Prophet of Islam, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, either because of arrogance or because of ignorance. And then they said, bring all the experts, sorcerers, magicians, the people who are masters in their field of magic and witchcraft and so forth. Then when they came, so now Musa alayhi salam engaged them and asked them, you want I must throw first or you must throw? So Musa alayhi salam told them, you throw. Because Allah already told him that you're going to be victorious and they will be humiliated and the Pharaoh will be the most humiliated. So when they threw it, so then Musa alayhi salam told them, what you have done is sihr, is jadu, is witchcraft, is magic, is sorcery. Inna Allah sayubtilu. So verily sooner later Allah Ta'ala will nullify it. Now when we look at today's world, anything you want to know, go study the Noble Quran, you will find. Ja'a al-haqqu wa zahaqa al-batil. So remember, the truth has come and the falsehood has perished. Quickly, I just give you one incident. 1983, the Iron Lady, Margaret Thatcher, the Harami, she said the ANC are dreaming to come into power. I got nothing to do with ANC or anybody, you all know that. But she said this in 83. 10, 11 years later, Mandela became president. Majority rule came. So that is Allah. Anything based on Batil, America based on Batil, capitalism, Israel based on Zionism, Russia based on communism, so all the sooner or later must fall because it is a system that is Batil, it must perish. Only the truth will remain. Yes, there will be vicissitudes, ups and downs and so forth, and so, but it will remain. Nobody can erase it and remove it completely. And then Allah says, Inna Allah la yuslihu amal al-mufsideen. Allah Ta'ala will never bring goodness and reform through the work of people who are mischief makers. Therefore, Lut alayhi salatu salam, Lot, L-O-T, peace be upon him, his name, Nami, Ismi Grami, honorable name, is mentioned 27 times in the Quran. He made dua against the gay community there in Sodom and Gomorrah. For the crime of sodomy, gay business and homosexuality, Adam and Steve, they don't want Adam and Eve, Allah forbid. So he cried, he begged, he petitioned Allah Azza wa Jalla. Chapter 29, verse 30, in the 20th juz, in the ending, 20th subara. Rabbin surni ala al-qawm al-mufsidin. O Allah, assist me. Help me against these mischief makers, trouble makers. As soon as he made the dua, Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam. Go to the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, pick it up and smash it to the ground. Faja'alna aliyaha safilaha. Ijazul Quran, the miracle of the Quran, till today. It is the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes. That is Quran Sharif. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala would read Quran and read this verse. Inna Allah la yuslihu amal al-mufsideen. And say, Thalathun qad dhamman Allah ta'ala fi. That Allah gave guarantee on this year. First one. Inna Allah la yuslihu amal al-mufsideen. These troublemakers, mischief makers, who don't want to see the truth and so forth, so their efforts will go and in vain and so forth. You see how the systems are crumbling now. Secularism, capitalism, communism, all the isms are falling apart. Then, Inna Allah la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin. I gave you all the references yesterday. Verily, Allah will not let it go in waste, the reward of those people who are muhsinin. They have iman, they have faith, they have Islam, and they fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerity. So Allah will reward them the maximum, optimum reward. Fi dunya, in this world, is a bonus. And in the year after, you must remember, it is the maximum, optimum reward. And I gave you all the references. And wa anna Allah la yahdi kayd al khainin. And verily, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will not guide those people who are plotting, planning, and they are disloyal. People are working today and they don't work properly. They make khiyanat in amanat. You see that? Breach of trust. People give money, sawhook, and all that, 48 million. They don't do pay it back, so Allah will destroy them. And your amanat and your mabrurur, and all this, it will fall under the purview of this verse here. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي كَيْدَ الْخَائِنِينَ. People who are khain, are treacherous, and they are disloyal in their amanat, in their duties, and so forth. A true Muslim, therefore, for students, ulama, when they tell me, give advice, I always tell them every day and every week, do extra work. Your job description is ABC. You must do ABCDEF also. And that DEF you mustn't get paid for. Then you will build up your ikhlas. You will build up your ta'alluq with Almighty Allah. I'm not asking you for any reward. I spoke to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. My beloved Allah will reward me. So that is how. But today, what we're supposed to do, that also we don't do. We are dereliction of duty. So that is where we are today. In majority cases, you must remember that. And that is the three ayahs you should remember. وَيُحِقُّ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِ. Allah will establish the truth through His words. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Although they, the criminals and the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. Now today's lesson is very important. People are oppressed. Look at Palestine. Millions of people oppressed by the Americans, by the Zionists, and by Europe and United Nations, United Kingdom, and everybody. You take, for example, India. Millions of Muslims there, oppressed by the Hindu apartheid regime there also. Remember, one different law for the Hindufta, for the Hindus, one different law for the Muslims. Bihar, 74 million people, voters, majority Muslim, but they want to disenfranchise them. Thousands of people, they want to remove them from voting and so forth. So that is apartheid, you see, in India. And so forth. Then you go that side, so one is the Jews, one is the Hindus, one is the Christians, America. That you're a Muslim, you support Palestine, then they want to lock you up. What they did with Sami Hamdi. So you must remember that. The Buddhists, They are the people, see in China what they are doing to the Muslims, Uyghur Muslims. See there, you must remember in Burma and so forth, that you must remember that, or that you see Arakan and so forth. What they doing to the Rohingya Muslims there. So every religion has combined. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The non-Muslims, they are friends of one another. They are protectors of one another. If you get all the material and items I send to you, then one item I sent out is this. The Freemasons, they are the ones who are controlling many governments. So they say, we must create such an environment. The Muslims and the Christians must be involved in a very big war. And they will destroy one another, and we Chutla Zionists will come in, and then we'll control the world. You see that? Allah mentioned it in the past tense and future tense. Wamakaru wamakarallah. They try and they plot and they plan and all that. And Allah has his master plan. How they lied, weapons of mass destruction, murdering 500,000 children in Iraq. And they tell us they believe in human rights and democracy and justice and so forth, haramis. They're the biggest terrorists. Then Allah speaks about the present and the future. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ. They are plotting, planning even now, for now and the future. And Allah has his master plan. And the plan of Allah will be the final one. Nothing works with our degrees. Everything happens with the decree of Almighty Allah Jalla. Now why I mention this? Whenever nations, people, individuals are really oppressed. So today's lesson is an eye-opener, and we should be following that, and then you will find solace, you will find peace, you will find victory, and you will be min al-maqbooleen, the accepted servants by Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 10, Surah Yunus, verses 83 to 86. فَمَا آمَنَ لِمُوسَىٰ. Nabi Musa, Moses alayhi salatu salam, Moshi, Chutla say Moshi, Bible say Moses, we say Musa, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. His Nami, Ispigrami mentioned 136 times in the Noble Quran. One. Then number two is this, that what we find there, that Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, who was dark in complexion. Allama Kastalani, the commentator of Bukhari Sharif, says, كَأَنَّهُ رَجُلٌ سُودَانِيٌ. He looked like a Sudani. You see that meaning dark in complexion. But Allah loved him so much, elevated him so much, his name among all prophets and messengers is mentioned the most. فَمَا آمَنَ لِمُوسَىٰ. So nobody embraced his iman on Musa a.s. إِلَّا ذُرِّيَّةٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ. Except a group of people. Zuriya got various connotations. Group of people, youngsters, or elderly also can come in. And you must remember that the followers they became. Min qawmihi, min qawmi fir'aun. So from the people of the Pharaoh, very few people embrace Iman, Islam. Like Asiya radiallahu anha, Imra'atu fir'aun, Zawjatu fir'aun, that she was the honorable wife of the Pharaoh. Pharaoh dispatched to Jahannam, and she, Sayyida Asiya radiallahu anha, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu praise certain ladies, and honorable ladies took their name, Sayyida Maryam binti Imran. You see that? And Sayyida Khadija binti Khuwaylid, Sayyida Fatima binti Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Asiya radiallahu ta'ala ana e imratu fir'aun. So like that, Nabi Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. So like that, few ladies, Aisha Siddiqa, Bintu Siddiq, Bint Abi Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhuma. So like that, Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, praise them. So few people from the family and followers of the Pharaoh, so illa dhuriyatun min qawmihi, they brought iman on Musa alayhi salatu salam. Why? Ala khawfim min fir'auna wa malaihim. Because of the fear from the Pharaoh, the tinpot dictator, and his ministers and cabinet, أَيَّفْتِنَهُمْ. They will put them to trial. They will put them to test and all that. Now today, isn't it happening? You go to America and you say, Viva, Viva, Palestina. They will want to lock you up. They will inherit it, they will interrogate you. See what they are doing to our sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui. What they are doing to our brothers there in Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay. For more than 20 years, the haramis. But they want to speak about due process and all. So we have too many tenpot dictators. Go to the Arab countries. That person read Quran, the Qari Sahib yesterday in Cairo, the Grand Museum which the Harami, the Pharaoh, the Haram Murtad, they spent $1 billion. And he started reading. And he read the ayats of the Pharaoh. Adkhilu ala Fir'auna ashadd al-'adhab. The Pharaoh and his followers will be dispatched to Jahannam. So they locked him up, the Qari Sahib, Qari Ahmad there. So that is your Egypt. Saudi Arabia, you go. You speak one word against the Jutlas or Americans, or against MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, they lock you up. Go to Dubai and speak against MBZ and so forth. See how they'll pick you up. So Murtad bin Zindiq. So these are all Zalim, Stanpot dictators. So what must you do in a case like this? So وَمَلَئِهِمْ أَنْ يَفْتِنَهُمْ وَإِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ لَعَالٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Verily the Pharaoh of Musa a.s. time, لَعَالٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. He was very high-handed on this earth. He was a tenpot dictator on this earth. He was a tyrant on this earth. He was so drunk with power, he even claimed and announced, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. I am your supreme being. I am divinity and the form of humanity. So what do you say of such people? Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Verily the Pharaoh and his followers, they are from the Musrifeen, the people who went beyond the boundaries and limits. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. See, the word comes there. Eat, drink, but don't waste. Now is lunchtime. You put so much food in your plate and you know you won't eat it. You fill up 2-3 glasses, one water, one juice, one cold drink, and you leave all of them, half of them. So such people are now guilty of wasting. And Allah does not love it. Allah hates it. And Allah will snatch these bounties away. When we keep on making kufran, the non-Muslim make kufr, and we Muslim make kufran. Kufran means ungrateful, unthankful. La in shakartum la azidannakum. When you are grateful, I will increase my bounties, favors upon you. Wa la in kafartum. And when you make kufran, that you are ungrateful. Inna adhabi la shadid. Then verily my punishment is very, very severe also. Allah snatches it away. Read the dua with me now, O Muslim, O Muslimah. Allah, hadith is sahih in Sunan Nasai. Allah, authentic hadith. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Ya Allah, I seek your protection. Min, from. Zawali ni'matik. Your bounties that are recurring, showering upon us. You snatch away your bounties from us, Ya Allah. We seek protection. Electricity we had, now ANC and no current. Water we had, now water shedding. So now we have this bounty and then that happens, you see. Safety we had, now criminals running the show. So we must remember these type of things. The people who are police, 300 plus, yea, in Ikuruleni, some of them guilty of rape, some of them guilty of murder, some of them guilty of sexual violence and, gender-based violence. So that are your police. So what is left then? So you see, it's a banana republic, a proper circus that's running here. But we still love it. Now Musa alayhi salam is the leader. He has to take charge. He has to tell the people, these are the guidance and directives that you have to practice on. We are being riled, tormented, persecuted, tortured by this tyrant, the Pharaoh. وَقَالَ مُوسَىٰ, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, speaking, addressing his people and nation. يَا قَوْمِ, O my people, إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ. If you really believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and Allah, you know, لا نافيا إلا هو ولا ضار إلا هو. No benefit can come to you except with the decree of Allah. No harm can come to you except with the decree of Allah. So you must have firm conviction and iman. فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا. Then place your trust only on him. Not on people, not on organizations. That is the biggest failure of our Palestinians. Biggest failure of our people there in Kashmir and India. Biggest failure of our Rohingya Muslims. Expecting United Nations, United States, United Kingdom. All these are haramis. Remember that they are just using me and you. So place our trust on Allah alone. And then we look for means and ways, not the other way around. First we go to all these people, then we don't come right, then we want to go to Allah. Nay, that is qalb-e mawdu, you're turning things upside down. So you must go first to Allah, cry to Allah. Ya Allah, I'm begging you, my son has to go for operation, my daughter has to go to clinic, Ya Allah. So now that you help us, you speak to Allah, then you worry about the doctor and the surgeon and all. But we will do it the other way normally. فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا. Upon him alone you place your trust. So tawakkul means use all the means that are permissible, acceptable, and at your disposal. But the result you leave in the hands of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is tawakkul. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. If you are Muslim. Look at the beauty, glory, style, diction, balagha, rhetoric of the Quran. See Musa alayhi salam addressing his people. إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ. If you have true iman, he's addressing their hearts, their conscience. You got true iman? Then in front he says, place your trust in Allah. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. If you are Muslim. So he covered both the iman side and the Islam side. I'm speaking to you live. Now my body, my eyes, ears, tongue, everything with Allah's help, mercy is functioning. I drop dead now. So what will happen? The ruh is gone. Nothing functions. You are listening live. You drop dead, you pass away. So remember today we lost one brother of ours, Maulana Mufti Hanif Abdul Majid Maimani, that he taught with us in Darul Uloom from Pakistan, Karachi, 1990-91-92. He passed away this morning. Allah Ta'ala Ghariqi Rahmat Farmai. What a good person. Allah Ta'ala grant his children, grandchildren. Allah Ta'ala grant his family, all of them, Sabre Jameel. His father's name was Abdul Majid. We met him also. And they all passed away, parents and so forth. So a big, big loss to the Ummah and Pakistan. We make Isali Sawab with the tafsir for him and all our martyrs and Muslims who passed away with Iman. So now the people, their response. So now you are in a tight situation. People are oppressing you. So these are the two du'as you must learn. Chapter 10, verses 85 and 86. Now the followers, they said, فَقَالُوا. Hence they said, from here we must read, عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. Only exclusively upon Allah alone, تَوَكَّلْنَا. We place our trust. So only exclusively on Allah we place our trust. Now the dua. Rabbana, it means Ya Rabbana. O our sustainer, nourisher, provider. La tajalna fitnatan lil qawmi zalimeen. That do not make us a trial and a target. For who? For the people who are the zalims, the tanpot dictators, the Zionists, and the Americans, and the secularists, and the socialists, and all these zalims put together. وَنَجِّنَا. And you rescue us, you save us, you deliver us, Ya Allah. بِرَحْمَتِكَ. Through your mercy. مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. From a people and nation who are the disbelievers. So from عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. You read till here. So whenever you are oppressed, your mother-in-law is oppressing you, you read that. Your daughter-in-law is oppressing you, you read that. Your employer is oppressing you, you read that. So these are wonderful supplications and du'as. And today is Wednesday afternoon. Du'as are accepted. Allah se mangna hai. Allah se manwana hai. I gave you the whole thing this morning with the references. Al-Adabul Mufrad by Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah. Make dua for the Ummah, make dua for the Marhumeen. And Allah Jalla Wala grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.